Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Open the dang schools, we implore everyone we can get our hands on. Open the dang schools!
Well, to discuss that and more, please welcome to the show San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner. San Diego, the largest city in the U.S. with a Republican mayor. It is a fabulous city in which to live, work, and vacation. But like any other city, it has some pretty serious challenges. Mr. Mayor, how are you, sir?
Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. So you're termed out, I know. How much longer do you stay in office?
Well, I have two more months.
Wow. And then
not that anybody's counting.
Do you have your cardboard box ready for when they march you out with your personal effects?
Yeah, we'll start getting ready soon. But
take a lot of toner from the copier. That's what I would do. So different places all around the country have different school situations. Some places are open, some places are closed. What's the situation in the San Diego area currently?
Yeah, they're trying to bring back some of the folks at this point, but I've been pushing real hard. Look, we need our schools open. We need them open for all the kids. And, you know, we want a safe environment for teachers, for parents, for the kids. But the reality is, you know, distance learning is not the same as in-person learning.
Oh, it's
in
a disaster.
The classroom with a teacher.
It doesn't work hardly at all. It's a disaster.
No, it's not working. And I think you've seen that across the board. And so one of the things that I've been pushing on very strongly here in San Diego is to try to get everybody around the table, whether it's, you know, the teachers, whether it's folks from the district, working with people from the state, you know, pushing very hard to getting us locations, to getting us the testing. I want to take everything, you know, any possible barrier off the table, because I want kids in the classroom now. I want the teachers to be able to provide the in-classroom instruction, because as each month that we go by, I think the reality is our kids are going to fall further and further behind in California, certainly, and that's not something anybody wants to see.
Well, and the data is so solid at this point that schools, particularly elementary schools, have not become super spreaders. They're just not.
So what's the argument for keeping the schools closed? What are you up against?
Well, look, I think it's just exactly that. You're looking at other schools that have started to safely reopen. I think that's incredibly important, because then you have some real-world experience. And so from my standpoint, it's about let's make sure that we're taking the hyperbole off the table. Let's have communication. Let's get everybody around the table. Let's have trust. But let's agree, all of us, that the best thing for kids is to get them back in the classroom. And you know what, guys, I'll tell you, I talk to a lot of teachers out there. They're ready to go back, and they want to be back in the classroom, and I get that. And so I think we need to keep pushing. Look, not only am I a mayor, I'm a parent, and so we need to do a lot different than we are, with one goal. How do we get our kids back in the classroom? And, you know, we talk a lot about, obviously, economic development, reopening our economy, doing it safely. That's absolutely dependent upon kids being back in school, with all of the challenges that our parents are facing day in and day out about child care and other things. So,
yeah, to a large extent,
to me, is one of the biggest issues that we have to hit head on with a sense of urgency, a sense of urgency that says it's been too long. Let's get our kids back and let's get our schools open.
Right. For the listeners who may not know the mayor's act, he is a reasonable man. He is a deal maker. He's a non-bomb chucker. That's why he's not kicking the teachers unions right now. But we'll do that after he gets off the air. So, we all agree that we need to get the economy up and running, and a total shutdown is just not doable. Do you have any thoughts on the San Diego Unified School District's new plan to essentially eliminate grades and behavior standards of behavior?
Yeah, I think that makes no sense. I think, as we've been talking about, let's not talk about stuff like that. Let's talk about getting our schools open. And so when we're distracting at doing, you know, a lot of stuff like that, it takes our focus off the ball. Right. And our focus should be getting kids back in the classroom, not changing the grading standards.
And you do agree that that sort of thing is incredibly demeaning toward minority children, essentially telling them you can't possibly achieve academically, so we're not even going to grade you.
Look, we got to make sure that we're treating everybody equal. I mean, I think that's the point. And a place where that schools, you know, no place other than schools where everybody understands that they should and will be treated equally, and that children understand the importance of hard work. Children understand the importance of hitting a deadline. Children understand the importance of interacting, you know, the right way with other kids and their teachers. And so, look, and you don't learn those lessons if you're not back in school.
Right.
So that's
I'm just
why we've got to get them back in and get our teachers back and get everybody learning.
I'm so confused by this controversy at this point. I understand when it was all theoretical on both sides, schools should be open, schools should be closed. But now all the data is on the side of them being open. I'm looking up at Good Morning America with yet another story. Report finds little evidence that schools are main drivers of transmission.
That's Good Morning America, for goodness sake.
All the science is on your side, our side. I don't even understand what the other side of the argument is now.
San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner is online right now. Kevin, I'm sorry to cut you off. We just have limited time, and I wanted to touch on a couple other things, including San Diego doing a pretty good job with an enormous homeless challenge, both the righteously unfortunate mentally ill, also a lot of junkies and bums who just can't get their lives together. What's the current plan?
Well, we've been pretty aggressive stance on really helping people and making sure folks are not on the sidewalks and on the streets. San Diego County, only major urban county in California where homelessness has gone down the last 2 years in a row. And I've made it a real effort. I do not allow tent encampments on our sidewalks in San Diego or in our canyons. That is not compassionate. That does not help people. And so the work that we've done to, you know, transition folks out to get them in the shelter. And to your point, look, we're seeing a lot of folks that have mental health and substance abuse issues. But saying to somebody you can, you know, stay in a tent in front of somebody's house or place of business is not who we are as Californians. That's certainly not who we are as San Diegans. And so we've been taking some pretty aggressive action. We've placed, since the pandemic, over 700 folks in permanent housing. This has been a real focus of mine. And again, it's about helping people for good, but not allowing the type of, you know, tent cities and encampments that you see, unfortunately, in too many places in California and the West. We've taken a different approach in San Diego, and it's paying dividends.
I'm looking at this potential plan to buy a couple of hotels using state, federal, and local money, but the University of San Diego professor Norm Miller said it works out to just under $360,000 per room. That sounds insane.
Yeah, it was a lot less than that. I'm not sure where that person got some of their info.
Are you saying there might be a professor who doesn't know what he's talking about at a university? I'm shocked.
Well, you know, our ability, I will tell you, again, back to fast action, it takes too long to build anything in California, gentlemen, with CEQA and the cost of all of that. And so we've really tried to get creative in San Diego. Hey, are there some motels that you can convert that have kitchens? Again, get people off the street for good. And to make sure that is, when folks understand how we're doing this and the fact that people are staying off the street, you know, nobody's come back to me and said, "Mr. Mayor, I wish that tent was back out in front of my house or in front of my business." We've taken a dramatically different approach in San Diego, and it's one that I happen to believe is compassionate, because letting people sleep in tents on your sidewalk is tantamount to letting them die on your sidewalks, and that's not what I'm going to do in San Diego.
San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner. Kevin, I'm going to part company with you with three words. Run for governor.
Thank you. I will finish strong in a couple months here, and I'll get back to you.
All right. Very good. It's always a pleasure. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Good to talk. You got it. Yeah.
I tell you what,
sometimes I talk to a guy like that who's in a high office, and I think, oh, there is sanity. I'll be damned.
If I was in any negotiation, though, on this whole school thing, at this point, I would put it all on the other side. Make your argument for the school being closed. I don't need to make an argument for the schools being open. The school's normal state is to be open.
Right.
We educate children. That's what we do. We've always done it. Make your argument for why they should be closed. What is it? There isn't one. Somehow it's gotten all switched.
That's to protect the teachers. The teachers could get sick.
Somehow it's gotten all switched around where you have to make the argument for opening and like the default setting is closed. That's gone.
Yeah.
All the studies are out there. What is your argument for the schools being closed at this point? And I don't understand why we're letting them get away with it. Idaho had a sick in yesterday, and they're doing it again today, where the schools are closed, and there are calls for firing all these people. Freaking go to work! It's an essential job. You don't want to do it? Fine, we'll get somebody else to do it. Here. It's your job. Person at the grocery store has to go in. They're making them go in. Guy making the pizzas has got to go in. Go in and freaking teach the kids. But they all called in sick yesterday.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, interestingly enough, the whole, now we have to make the case for why the schools should be open and how bass-ackwards that is. That's the theme of one of Tim Sandifer's great books, The Permission Society, which was inspired by conversations on this show, oddly enough, in which the government has confiscated our rights and is selling them back to us. You have to pay a permit to do something on your own property. What the hell is that? But we've become accustomed enough to it that we have to beg. We have to beg for the very schools we pay for to be open.
Man, when Good Morning America is running a story on how the report finds there's no evidence that schools are spreading COVID, it's over.
Yeah.
Open the dang school.
Yeah. You know, it happens to bureaucracies and structures in civilizations that they become more and more corrupt and less dedicated to accomplishing their purpose. Public education in huge swaths of the United States is now too diseased to save. It is the dog that must be put down. There are tears to be shed, no doubt. Because public education in the U.S. for a long time was a pretty damn good thing. But in some places, some states in particular, it cannot be saved. There's too much cancer.
You know what keeps popping into my head the last couple of days? I wish I could debate Joe Biden. Or at least I could, like, whisper in Trump's ear.
I think that all the time. I think that all day long.
Have this data on the studies of the schools across 47 different states and how it's not spreader, and really hammer Biden for keeping stuff closed.
Right. Right.
I wish he would.
Yeah. And like the cop unions to a large extent and firefighters unions, a lot of teachers, they like what the union gets them, but boy, they hold their nose.
Armstrong and Getty.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.